אתם עם SBS בעברית.
My name is John Goldstein and I live on the Gold Coast, Queensland, and I have been here since 1957. We have a business called Goldstein's Bakery. It's been very famous. Last week we won the prize of the year on the Gold Coast. My brother was entered in on the Hall of Fame here as being best business on the Gold Coast. How should I say? I'm very proud and honored to come down to Sydney.
Well, John, as we are going to go to air on Sunday at 11 o'clock, the 1st of December, you're going to be giving a talk with your daughter Simone at the Australian National Maritime Museum and at a special unveiling ceremony for the Welcome Wall. Can you please tell us what is the Welcome Wall and why you're going to be there?
I'm going to be there because Mum and Dad came from Berlin to Australia, and I was born in the Red Sea, or on the Red Sea, in November 38. On the 28th of November, we came in under the Harbour Bridge, and it was just January the 13th, 1939.
So your parents actually fled Berlin just before Kristallnacht?
On Kristallnacht, because they left on the 9th of November.
Wow, it is on Kristallnacht.
Yeah.
So they saw the writing on the wall before many people.
In many, many ways. I think they were very lucky that they were able to exit. There was money given to my mother from a relation to be able to get onto an earlier boat. And I'm only assuming here that if the exit visa was for two people, and if I had been born in Berlin, I think that would have extinguished the exit visa. We probably wouldn't be here.
And do you know why your parents chose Australia?
Yes, in one way, to get as far away from the dictatorship of Hitler, to be in a free country.
And tell us about the journey. I mean, you were born on the way to Australia, so you came here as a tiny baby, 2 weeks old baby, you arrived.
Yeah.
What was your parents' journey in the new country?
The new country was unbelievable. The Blue Mountains were on fire. Many people lost their lives. A new country with, they didn't have any language. The Jewish Welfare Society was very supportive in the overall scene of getting them settled down. It was told that I was just full of red spots because of the heat that there was. Apparently a very hot day. Black Friday the 13th.
All right. That was a very auspicious day to arrive in the new country. And what happened to the family that was left behind in Germany?
Many, many of them didn't survive. I don't know the exact number, but I fear tallying it up. I think it was about 26. It was a tragedy that the dad never got over. He got the Red Cross communications from the fact that they were deported. One had a last message from his mother. It was not a very easy time for Dad. I remember him being very upset.
And what did he do to make a living in the new country?
Well, there was no jobs in Sydney, so the Welfare Society sent him up to Brisbane, where there was a job. He did have that job for a little while, and then he joined the Australian Army, Home Forces, and was medically discharged from there. And then he opened up his own business in Roma Street, Brisbane, of a dilapidated bakery. That was the start of Julius's Busy Bee Cake Shop.
And today it's an empire of the Goldstein's Bakery on the Gold Coast.
Well, when we left Brisbane and came down here in 57, it was a start of his own premises instead of rented premises. The one goal was to try to make good product, get good business. There were 7 cake shops in the town at that time in Surfers Paradise, and eventually there was one left, and that was Dad.
And we are talking to John Goldstein. John was born on the way to Australia. His parents fled Germany on Kristallnacht. And you're listening to Shalom Australia, SBS Radio Broadcasting with Nitza Lowenstein. John, can you tell us about the wall of the Welcome Wall that you are going to be part of?
Well, I'm very honored to be able to have that plaque put there because it is, for me, a very, very memorable time. And the whole family that was the start of the Goldstein family in Australia here. I feel honoured that they have bestowed that. My daughter and son actually contacted them some time ago, and when the award came through, or when the plaque was acknowledged, it was sort of thing as a not 81st birthday wish, not from there to me, and it was a very, very nice gesture. And I feel honoured that it is in the museum, and my father and mother would be absolutely thrilled to pieces.
John, can you please tell us about your childhood as a child of the Holocaust survivors that came to the new country, left the family behind in Germany and lost them? What type of childhood did you have?
Well, it was a very Germanic childhood, very strict parents, very dedicated to the family. Dad was bringing family over from Germany, those ones that were left. When I go back into my memory, it was like, it was sad, it was good. I learnt my German very well. I still speak fluent German. I feel that there's a missing of the relations. The Holocaust just really wiped out a lot of families, and I felt that sad for everybody that was involved in it. It's a very emotional thing when you're a child and you see your father crying, and you know that as a diabetic you get very upset. And I saw him, when you're talking childhood, as I grew up, it was something of a, not a shame, but something of a difference that went through the mind, that you were different. You were a new Australian, as they called them then.
John, you told us that you were born on the Red Sea on the way to Australia on a Japanese ship. Do you have a birth certificate from that Japanese ship?
No. I only have a ship's casualty report. In existence, I don't have a birth certificate as such, only a registration of birth when Mum and Dad came to Australia.
All right. John, it was really good to talk to you, finding about your family's journey. Thank you so much. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.